Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Officials from the Department of Homeland Security are due back in federal court in Boston this morning. They're being asked to explain why immigrant spouses of U.S. citizens were detained at interviews to prove the legitimacy of their marriages. Federal Judge Mark Wolf is holding the hearings to find out how immigration officials, in his words, broke the law. And already, immigration authorities are promising the judge they'll change their practices. WBUR's Fred Tice has the story.
One of the two witnesses at yesterday's hearing was Thomas Brophy. He's the acting director of the Boston Field Office of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. He said that when he took over in February of this year, he ordered an end to detentions of immigrants except when they pose a threat to national security or public safety. Brophy said the detentions were ordered by his predecessor. The orders in Boston, and therefore in all of New England, Brophy said, were that any immigrants here illegally could be detained. He said before President Trump issued an executive order shortly after being inaugurated last year, immigrants who did not pose a risk to national security or public safety would likely not have been targeted. Brophy's deputy, James Rutherford, later testified agents at U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, or USCIS, would alert ICE when immigrants were showing up for their interviews. Brophy said he's told USCIS agents to stop doing that. Among those in court yesterday was Lucimar de Souza of Everett. She was detained earlier this year when she appeared at her interview to prove that her marriage to an American citizen was not a sham. She was released 2 weeks ago after Judge Wolf found that ICE had broken the law by denying de Souza and others due process. Yesterday, Wolf ordered this video showing the reunion of de Souza with her 10-year-old son after her months in detention. How many children do you have? Wolf asked Brophy. Three, replied the ICE official. Did you think what it would be like to face the threat of deportation and stay separated from your children for 5 or 6 weeks while you await a hearing? Wolf asked. There was no answer. Wolf ordered Brophy to provide the names and situations of all the immigrants in Massachusetts and Rhode Island who are in detention and have been denied due process by tomorrow. Lucimar de Souza seemed encouraged by the hearing. ACLU attorney Adriana Lafay acted as her interpreter.
Esperança de conseguir ficar bem no país.
She takes away the hope of being able to stay in a good situation in the country.
Lafay, too, seemed gratified. Gratified that immigration authorities are explaining in detail how they detain immigrants who have broken no laws other than by being here.
We agree with the judge that ICE has violated the law with regards to their detention, and we hope to keep learning more about these practices.
Acting Boston ICE Director Thomas Brophy recognized that Wolf has found ICE has broken the law and promised to investigate who violated the law by denying immigrants their due process. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.